A Jewish Journal article. Jewish groups condemn killing of British MP. Jewish groups have issued tweets denouncing the killing of British Conservative Party Member of Parliament, MP, Sir David Amos. Amos was stabbed to death on October 15 at Belfair's Methodist Church in Essex, where he was holding what's known as a constituency surgery, to discuss issues with his constituents. According to the BBC, police have arrested a suspect, a 25-year-old British national of Somali heritage. Amos had been in Parliament for nearly 40 years. From Israel, we send our deepest condolences to the family, friends and colleagues of Sir David Amos, Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid tweeted. He always stood with the Jewish community and was a true friend of Israel. May his memory be for a blessing. The Anti-Defamation League tweeted that they were shocked and devastated at the stabbing of Amos. Violent attacks against elected officials are an attack on democracy itself. We hold his family, friends, colleagues and constituents in our prayers. May his memory be a blessing. The American Jewish Committee also tweeted, "We are horrified by the murder of British MP Sir David Amos and extend our deepest condolences to his family. Violence has no place in a democracy. Stand with us." Israel Executive Director Michael Dixon tweeted, "Here in Israel, we share the grief of Brits at the horrific loss of David Amos MP who was stabbed at his constituency office." Among many achievements, Amos was former Hun. Secretary of Conservative Friends of Israel and a friend of the Jewish community. The European Leadership Network tweeted, "We are deeply saddened by the horrific loss of Sir David Amos MP who has been stabbed in his constituency. A great friend of Israel and a true ally of the Jewish community." Marie van der Zyl, president of the Board of Deputies of British Jews, said in a statement, "We are devastated to hear the news of the murder of Sir David Amos MP. We will never forget Sir David's long and deep friendship to our community. Our hearts go out in profound sorrow to his wife Julia and his beloved children."